2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Anton with you this morning on a morning where we have a lot of breaking news. Thank you for your patience and thank you for allowing us to bring you the very latest information on the stories that we have here at KSL News Radio. You've just heard that update from Surfside, Florida, where they still have not recovered any more survivors and they are dealing with an underground fire. And again, when there is new information, we will bring that to you. We've also been telling you about an Amber Alert of a 16-year-old who has gone missing. She was actually abducted, didn't go missing, was abducted last night. And police are looking for a red 1990 Nissan Pathfinder, a license plate number 798ZDF. Ton, before we went to that news conference, you were talking about an apple tree that may or may not be underwatered. You're saying you don't believe it's underwatered. What else could be happening with that apple tree?
I think it's probably, if it's being watered equally to the other trees, I believe it's a physiological response to the heat. And some varieties of apples are more likely to do that than others. But I've watched in my father-in-law's orchard that there's one or two of his trees out of four or five that every July, you know, and we're ahead of schedule, the leaves will kind of curl in on themselves a bit, but the tree's fine.
Okay, so there's nothing that they need, no steps they need to take to remedy the situation.
No, I don't think so. They should email some pictures to their local extension office to just be sure that it's not something like 2,4-D damage. It doesn't sound like it, but just to confirm.
All right, let's go to Dan in Sandy, who's on the phone line. Good morning, Dan. Dan, are you still with us? Okay, we are going to stand by for the Amber Alert that we're telling you about the abduction of that 16-year-old. Stand by.
This is an Amber Alert notification of a child abduction. The South Salt Lake Police Department is asking for the public's help. This is a non-family abduction. The suspect is identified as a male. He has long, dark hair that was in a ponytail. He was last seen wearing a white tank top, black shorts with a white belt, and white shoes. The child abduction victim is identified by police as unknown. She is 16 years old and was wearing a black sweatshirt and pink shorts with white shoes or barefoot. She has blonde hair. She is 5 feet 4 inches tall and weighs about 120 pounds. The abduction happened at South Salt Lake. The suspect was driving a red 1990 Nissan Pathfinder with license plate 798ZDF. If you have any information, please call the South Salt Lake Police Department at 801-540-4000 or simply dial 911. This has been an Amber Alert notification of a child abduction. Our next alert will be in 30 minutes.
And thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. We do have a lot of breaking news happening this morning. Thank you for your patience. Let's go back to our phone lines, and hopefully we found Dan and Sandy. Dan, sorry for that interruption.
No, I have a couple of clumps of ornamental grass that I'd like to relocate in my yard, and I'm wondering if I've gotten too late in the season to do that, if I'd be better off waiting till fall, or if I can do that now.
How big are the grasses, and how long have they been in?
It's feathered reedgrass. It's been in about 4 years, and so it's probably 12 or 14 inches in diameter. And of course, it's got the heads that are now blooming and flowers that are now blooming on it. And,
you know, if you had to move them because you were pouring cement or something along those lines, then I think they would survive if you got most of the root ball, but you would actually be better off waiting for early spring.
Okay. And if I'm not able to do that in the early spring, would later in the fall work for those that transplant?
You could. My concern is that sometimes they will want to get their roots established a little bit before they go into full dormancy. And so if you had to, you could, but I would prefer personally to wait for mid to late March.
Okay. And if I did have to go ahead with that transplant now, would I be better off to cut those grasses down so that there's not as much, grass and sea heads and that kind of exposed at this time of year, or can I just move them as they are?
If you wanted to give them a haircut, you don't want to take them down to the crowns, but if you wanted to give them a haircut, that would be fine. And you would just go ahead and give them much. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, would that be beneficial, or is it not?
It would reduce the what we call the transpiration rate a little bit, and so
right.
Because of the reduced number of roots, the roots that are intact don't have to support as much of the plant, and so sometimes that can help.
Okay, all right, good enough. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan, for your call this morning. Next person is listening in Sanditon. They have an 8-foot crabapple tree that they planted last fall that was doing great until their sprinkling system shut down for 11 days while they were away. Now, they say the bottom third has leafed out again, but not the rest of it. Is there hope?
So what kind of plant is it again?
It is an 8-foot crabapple tree.
8-foot crabapple tree, so two-thirds is gone to the bottom third. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there is, now they said it's newly transplanted.
They say that, no, they're just saying that, they planted it last fall, yeah, so newly planted.
Okay, they could be seeing some damage from the cold weather we received last October. I've seen some orchards that have had some damage in them from the going from 50 down to 5 degrees. And mm-hmm. So they could be seeing something that's not really related as far as, the lack of water. It could have, but the whole tree would have responded by wilting down. And if the bottom third is still healthy, what I would do is just let it grow. And if those branches don't leaf out in the spring, retrain it the best you can.
All right, let's go back to our phone lines. Jeff is in South Weber. Hi, Jeff. What is your question?
Hey, good morning. My question is kind of similar to the one you just responded to, but my trees are poplar trees. So I live in South Weber. It's pretty windy where I live. And last fall, we purchased 9 trees to create kind of a wall for us. And we did everything that the nursery had told us to do. And in the spring when they came out, 6 of them leafed all the way to the top, but I've got 3 of them that leafed really good around the base and about halfway up, but the rest of the half appears to be dead. Don't know if there's anything I can do or to change that or if they'll come back, or what are your thoughts?
Where they have not leafed out, I doubt they will, but they are poplars, and so they're relatively fast growing. Now, just a question, why poplars over other trees?
Well, when we went to the nursery, they had mentioned we were trying to make a little bit of a sound wall. The back of my property is 84. And so they were thinking both for privacy and for sound, the poplars would work well right there. So we kind of went with their recommendation.
Okay. The only thing with the poplars is that they grow fast, and so that recommendation is correct. But you are going to need to keep those well watered. They are not drought hardy at all, and if you want to get some longevity out of them, keep them well watered because they're riparian trees. I used to fish in your area. I might have fished near your backyard growing up, but on the Weber River. But those poplars, they're native along those sorts of situations, and so you'll want to, once established, deep water them every 10 days to 2 weeks. So water goes about 18 inches into the soil to keep them healthy. I always fear planting poplars because they're the tree that rips your heart out. They get up and big and nice, and then they decline. But if you keep them well watered, that will help out a lot. So you hopefully get long life out of the trees.
All right. We need to take a break for the top of the hour news. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. When we come back, a lot of pests out there creating little holes in all sorts of different plants. So we're going to talk about one of those, what to do about earwigs. So stay with us for more coming up on the KSL Greenhouse.
COVID-19 has kept many
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.